This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up anything that you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we also have Skype, so Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. We started talking about Bitcoin. You're certainly welcome to continue that conversation if you have something to add. Also, Johnson, you've got a very disturbing story about a guy who at one time was 12, and at that time he got involved with some sort of sexual action with a relative, and somehow the authorities found out about it.
Yep.
What's the story?
Well, okay, I'll start this out here. This story is by Lenore Skenazy.
Oh, great, from Free Range Kids.
That's right, and from Reason.com, apparently.
Okay.
And she has written the story that she agreed to keynote the Reformed Sex Offender Laws Conference in Dallas, Texas, which is apparently going on this week. She didn't expect it to hit quite so close to home. Before I arrived, I got a phone call from a soft-spoken, super-articulate young man, Joshua Gravens, who is a Soros Justice Scholar based in Dallas. His specialty is the justice of sex offender registry and the fact that it isn't making kids any safer. She cites a study in an article. He was also on the public sex offender list until recently and still has restrictions on his movement. He invited me to come with him to the police department to give notice that he had moved. Who could resist? Josh had become a sex offender at the age of 12. That's when he touched his sister's vagina twice. His sister told their mom. Josh said it was true. He was too embarrassed at the time to mention that he himself had been raped as a young boy by three local high school kids. And their mom called the counseling service for advice. The counselor said Josh's mother was required to report his crime to the authorities, and the next day he was arrested.
Wow.
He spent the next 4 years in juvenile prison. The Texas Youth Commission.
How old was the sister? Does it say that?
Younger, I think.
Sister told his mom, I don't know.
Okay.
Presumably she was younger.
Presumably.
Yeah, but we don't know. Okay, so anyway, the charge was, she was under 14. The charge was aggravated sexual
assault.
Doesn't
make her younger,
yeah.
But...
The charge was aggravated sexual assault because any sex offense against a person under the age of 14 is automatically considered aggravated.
Mm.
He got out at age 16 and was put on the sex offender registry, which in Dallas requires him to report in person to the authorities once a year, as well as any time in his life... Anytime anything in his life changes. Today, he is 27, married, with children, and smiley. We met up when we had a jolly breakfast, except the fact that he said he felt too pudgy and to start a speaking tour. And then he went off to the registry because his family had just moved to a new house and he had to let the state know no more than 7 days after the move. Just as the detective in the nondescript office finished typing this information into the system and Josh and I were about to go to lunch, a man with a beard and a badge strode up and said, Joshua Gravens, yes, you are under arrest for not alerting the authorities to your new address. He whipped out handcuffs. Put your hands behind your back. As the man tightened the cuffs, Josh calmly explained that he was registering his new address that very minute. The law says that you have to register the fact that you are going to move 7 days before the move, too.
Oh, wow.
I think you're mistaken, said Josh, as pleasantly as if he was discussing the weather. I was told to arrest you. was the reply.
Right, and so it really doesn't matter. At this point, it doesn't matter what the law says. I'm a law enforcement officer, and somebody told me what to do.
Yep, that was that.
These people should not be called law enforcement officers. They should be called,
tools.
Whatever they are, they're not law enforcement officers, because many times they don't read the laws. They don't know the laws. They can't quote the law. A law enforcement officer would be enforcing the law, would understand the law, would have a fine grasp of the law, but no person could possibly know all the laws.
So just to be clear, this guy's getting arrested in front of Lenore Skenazy while they're out to eat?
Yep.
Okay.
And in front of the, I believe he was at the registration for registering where he was.
Right.
Registering his location.
He goes to register his change. They say the information goes in the computer. Probably some alert goes out in the office. Hey, this guy's here changing his address. Somebody says, hey, don't they have to tell us 7 days before they change their address, too?
Arrest that guy.
Get out there and get him in cuffs before he gets away.
The children!
It's a hell of a lot easier to get them when they're in the office.
Right. And, you know, who knows? We don't know the details of how this happened when it was, you know, he was 12 years old with his under 14-year-old sister.
What more do you need to know?
I mean, probably kids fool around. Doctor,
yeah,
you know,
kids
like
fool
some
around.
Kind of, like, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, it sounds inappropriate, but the question you need to ask yourself
but
is
12 years old,
right?
Innocently
4 years. Should a 12? What does a 12-year-old have to do
with a 27-year-old
to end up spending 4 years in the juvenile system
crazy.
And be a sex offender for the rest of their life?
I don't
have
think
a stupid parent.
If
that's what they have to do. They have to have a parent that is incredibly stupid and calls the police.
Well, once the parent is in the sort of
I need help. I can't raise my children by myself. The state should do it. I should always call the state because the state knows better than me.
Well, she did call a counseling service. Yeah. These counseling services are often, they're disguised as people there to help you. And then
they tell you to call the state.
Well, I don't know that. I'll bet you they could very well have done it while she was on the phone. And
they could have
piped her through or
this
whatever.
This reminds me of the Tom Ball case here in New Hampshire. This is the guy who set himself on fire out in front of the courthouse here. His case originally was sort of similar. There was an incident with him and his 4-year-old daughter where, not sexual, but he kind of smacked her, I guess, in the mouth, and that was wrong.
She kept on before bed. I mean, anybody who's had a 4-year-old understands they do weird and inappropriate things. She was licking his hand before bed, and, like, you know, she'd lick his hand, he'd smack her lightly on the face, and she'd lick his hand, do it again.
I think he only smacked her once was the allegation. I read the case file, a good amount of the case file, but whatever it was she was doing, he smacked her, and obviously that's inappropriate. But what happened was the wife at the time had called one of these counseling places, and the counselor told the wife, you have to call the police or you could be arrested.
Yeah.
Now, that may have been a complete misinterpretation of what the law actually was, but it sounds like a very similar situation where a counselor is giving very bad advice that in this case resulted in some terrible things happening.
So to continue, she says, Josh handed me his car keys and followed the man out to his van along with a handcuffed woman who was crying. She was going to jail for having listed her address as a hotel when she actually lives in her car in front of the hotel. This statute suggests that the officer was correct, however. The registrants must report their intention to change addresses 7 days before actually moving, according to the statute. After trying to reach Josh's contacts, I hurried over to the sex offender conference to ask, what would happen to Josh now? I might be mistaken, said John Cordiero, a sex offender registrant and director at Fort Worth Reentry Program for Offenders, but technically he has broken the law, and failure to comply with the registry laws is considered a new sexual offense.
Oh, God.
Wow. Are you kidding? A sexual offense? Yes. Any registering snafu is considered a sex crime, and depending on the judge, it can be punished as harshly as the original offense. In other words, Josh, at 27, will be treated as if he just touched an 8-year-old's vagina again.
8 years old.
So now we know she was 8 years old and he was 12. Typically, there's a mandatory minimum of 2 to 5 years, said Cordiero. In Arkansas,
a mandatory minimum of 2 years for violating the terms of sex offender registry.
That's the minimum.
Because he's being treated as though he touched an 8-year-old's vagina.
Crazy.
In Arkansas, he'd be looking at 6, said another attendee. Now maybe Josh will get a great lawyer, maybe he'll get a lenient judge or a compassionate prosecutor, or maybe he'll spend half of the next decade in prison, charged as a sexual predator for showing up 13 days late with his moving plans.
Well, surely
it's time to reform the sex offender laws.
Yeah, surely somebody out there thinks this is appropriate and they think this man is getting what he deserves. Would love to hear from you. If you're out there, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733.
I have another story to compare and contrast what happens to a sexual offender when they work for the government.
All right, great. We'll get into that here in a moment, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. So sad that the mom in that case called the police. Wow, everything could have just been handled in the home.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Roman through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything right now. Sex offender registries and how these poor people are being treated. Look, I know these are the people that everybody loves to hate, but there are so many stories within the world, this huge world of the sex offender, that are really tragic stories. And these people have had a difficult enough time with what with going to prison and all, in a lot of cases. Then when they get out, they're subjected to all these insane rules and regulations. Johnson has been sharing with us a story from Free Range Kids about a guy who's now in his 20s, late 20s. He's got a family. He did something with his sister when he was 12 and she was 8, and his mom, unfortunately, called the police, which was a huge mistake.
Yeah, after a counseling service told her she had to.
Right. And so then, you know, this guy gets on the sex offender registry at age 12, spends 4 years in a juvie prison, finally gets out, and now 10 years later, he's going to move with his family. He was going to inform them after the move. They then arrest him because he didn't inform them before he made the move. So he was informing them within 7 days of having made the move. But they also apparently told him that, oh, well, you didn't know this, but you had to inform us within 7 days of the move happening, so prior to the move.
So you've got to go to the police station, let them know you're going to move within 7 days, and then right. You have to know that within 7 days after having moved that you moved.
Or, I'm sorry, not within 7 days prior, but outside of 7 days, meaning that prior to 7 days before you've moved, you have to inform them. He didn't know that, so now he's facing new sex offender charges, even though he hasn't been alleged to have actually harmed anybody. That's the insanity we're discussing here. You're welcome to comment, especially if you favor what's happening to this guy, if you think he should be cracked down on. 855-450-FREE.
There are a whole bunch of reasons why somebody might want to get a second passport. This guy, for instance.
Yeah, get out of here.
Or perhaps renounce their citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing their U.S. citizenship, but people do it all around the world, whether it's a government intrusion on your privacy or protest against foreign policy, protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or just as some kind of refuge for you and your family. You may want to get a second passport or to change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com. Obviously, they take Bitcoin. It's just another way that Bitcoins offer you more freedom. Passportsforbitcoin.com. That's F-O-R Bitcoins, not the number four. Passports, F-O-R Bitcoin.com. And, you know, It is, Ian, what are you talking about? It is hard to feel badly for, like, the legit sex offender that you imagine from the movie.
Yeah, I don't consider this guy a legit sex offender.
Right.
I consider
most people,
what he did at age 12 to be experimentation.
What most people are going to do is they're going to say, look, I support the sex offender registry laws, which have not been shown through studies to diminish sexual crimes against children or adults or anybody. Mm-hmm. But I support these laws for making life difficult on the real sex offenders, but not for people like this. But the problem is, when you say something like that, what you're doing is you're turning the government loose on a class of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the government is, you know, historically, you've got several thousand years to see that this organization is incredibly difficult to deal with, provides incredibly bad customer service,
yeah.
And they don't get it right because they don't have to. You know, when you
screw it up, you go to jail.
When and if this guy ever gets off the sex offender registry, and he's 27 now, married, he spent 4 years in juvie for touching his sister inappropriately one day when he was 12.
Twice, apparently.
One day.
Twice in one day?
Yeah. Inappropriately. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous. And I think most people would agree that's absolutely ridiculous. The problem is they're willing to say, well, these other people, they need to have this registry. And I think that, look, if you're going to do the registry thing, what if somebody's been clean for 10 years? Shouldn't they have an opportunity to get off this thing instead of spending the rest of their lives checking in? The problem with the registry is the government implements it, and no one will stand up for these people.
Yeah, sure.
Nobody's ever going to stand up for them. No one's going to say this isn't fair because they're sex offenders, and you're not allowed to say anything nice about sex offenders.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't Lenore Skenazy going to speak at a conference about reforming these laws? So somebody's standing up for them, but
it's hyperbole.
To do.
Nobody, the vast majority of people listening to me do not have the guts to stand up and say that this is inappropriate,
yeah.
that we shouldn't be just blanketing these people in. Well, somebody who takes a pee behind a tree at a golf course, somebody who touches a family member inappropriately when they're 12, you know, plays doctor. These people shouldn't be on the list, and no one will say anything because they're too scared.
Well, because there are so many lunatic morons out there that are just like, it's a sex offender, you can't defend him, dip and
that's exactly what it's like.
That's exactly what it's like.
I don't think
the social pressure is very high.
Yeah, I don't think that even a flasher should be on a sex offender list. I mean, a flasher doesn't actually hurt anybody. You know?
I think that a flasher could potentially come to the point, like they're coming, you know, like they may be, they're participating in behavior that is on the way to touching somebody inappropriately, grabbing them or whatever.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. A flasher likely gets his jollies off of the act of flashing.
I was in a room with a guy who was a flasher, in a prison with a guy who was a flasher that then stepped it up to a sex offense.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, what was the sex offense that he stepped it up to? Just stick your ass.
He tried to grab a woman off of a bicycle, and she ended up falling and hurting herself quite
that's
a bit.
Really, what'll happen when you grab someone off a bicycle?
And like skinned her knees up and something, and then she punched him in the face really hard.
That
and
was a sex offense, though. Sounds like an assault.
The dude keeps on flashing people, then he grabs someone off a bicycle. What the hell do you think he's trying to do?
Exactly. Was he grabbing somebody off a bicycle with a trench coat? Like while he was wearing this?
Yes, that's what he was doing. Okay. look, you can ask all the questions you want. I'm the one who stayed in the room with this guy for months, and yes, he was a pervert, and he couldn't get any, and it made him crazy.
So what happened when you were sleeping? Was it like,
what's that?
When you were sleeping, was it like,
is that the noise someone makes when they're molesting another person?
I don't know if he's like, you know, was he tickling you at all or doing anything untoward?
He never did anything inappropriate with me, but I would have been a poor choice for him to do that. But
did you sleep with like one eye open just to make sure, you know, like?
I wasn't worried at all.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I would say that this guy did, he had a rough time of it, man. You know, I mean, he just had a rough time of it.
So, 855-453 is the toll-free number. Maybe you've got experience with the sex offender registry. You know how insane this is. Of course, one of the classic restrictions that we've talked about on the show in the past are the ones where the people on the registry cannot live in certain areas. So they can't be within 1,000 feet. And again, it's different state by state. So in some places, there's a certain restriction that says the sex offender, so-called sex offender, cannot be within 1,000 feet of, say, a church, a playground,
yep.
or a school.
Florida's notorious for this, and it makes it very difficult when you start drawing these, and where children congregate. So when you start drawing these circles, concentric circles around all these, not concentric.
You can't go anywhere.
But these circles around all of these locations, it ends up, like, there's very few neighborhoods where these people can live.
And that means they all have to live together in the same neighborhood. Because
right. And is this what we want?
No.
You need to ask yourself, the average person out there that's not thinking about sex offenders laws at all, do you want sex offenders congregating, concentrated into one neighborhood where they can kind of get together and plan their little sex offender crimes together? You know what's more dangerous than a sex offender? Three of them working together to kidnap your kids.
Where they all know they're sex offenders. I mean, it's one thing to be a pervert out and think you're alone and not know who the other perverts are. But if you know that the trailer park you're living in is the one trailer park in town where every other sex offender is living, you know, the odds are pretty good. You're going to be talking with other sex offenders there. And there was also another story in Miami where they were just living under a bridge. All of them. 855.
Nowhere else they could live.
453. It's Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-3733. We are talking about, or have been talking about, these sex offenders and the insanity of the sex offender registry, how it includes so many people who actually haven't harmed other human beings. I don't think that should be going on at all. And then, of course, once you're on the registry, you're subject to all kinds of ridiculous, invasive rules that make it very difficult to live. In one guy's case, he forgot to tell them in advance, didn't know he had to, that he was going to be moving, but he thought he had to tell them after the fact. Turns out you had to tell them in advance and after the fact.
And I think it's important to point out that not telling a sex offender failing to report that he was going to move in 7 days, even though he reported that he had moved within 7 days, is another sex offense.
Right. So now they're treating him as though he's actually committed rape, and they're going to bring more charges against him.
Right. Ultimately. So he has committed the crime again. Just by failing to know what their laws were.
So it's insane, and you're welcome to comment on that. But, you know, while I was looking around during the break on the internets, I found sort of a related story. Even if you can't get behind changing the sex offender laws, and I think they need to be changed. In fact, Lenore Skenazy, apparently from Free Range Kids, which is a great blog, is going to some sort of a conference in Texas about the changing of these terrible, oppressive sex offender registry laws. But even if you can't get behind changing the sex offender registry laws, I hope you could at the very least get behind not raiding people's homes who didn't do the crime. Like, there's a story from South Florida, and this is local10.com, and I believe that's the Tampa Bay area, if I'm not mistaken, where there's a story here about some folks, and there's actually no text. It's just video. So I'm going to play the video here for you, the audio, of a couple who had their home raided 6 in the morning by a SWAT team.
Oh, God.
They were looking for child pornography.
Caught on camera, a raid. Agents busting down doors, tearing the home apart, and detaining the couple inside. They were reportedly looking for evidence of child pornography, but they may have hit the wrong house.
And what they didn't know is that surveillance cameras were rolling the entire time. Local 10 is the one and only station with the video and the homeowner's account of what happened. Crime specialist John Turchin has the story.
They kicked in and broke every door, whether it was locked or not. I was scared to death.
It was just after 6 in the morning.
Those are snapped photos of the broken door, lock areas.
Well, if you're going to have a raid, door breaking is kind of part of the deal, right? Like, you can't have the agents testing the door to see if it's unlocked and will move, and if there's a deadbolt.
That doesn't make it less scary, Mark.
I understand. I'm just pointing it out.
Thing for people.
Well, the frightening thing is that nobody that so few Americans care that there are so many SWAT raids. Okay. I think that the number we've been quoting 40,000 a year, and I think that I've heard
we've been quoting that for years now.
We've been quoting it for years. I think I heard it's 100,000 SWAT raids last year.
I'd like to look up that one. That's interesting.
Okay, I'll go take a look.
Here's some more info.
Surveillance cameras captured it all. The armored vehicle pulling up, more than a dozen heavily armed men and women in full SWAT gear getting into position, and the moment they made their move.
We heard that 3 times.
I didn't know who it was. I thought it was someone breaking in our house.
I was thinking it was a home invasion.
What else would you think at 6 in the morning?
Right.
And of course, that's what it is. There are men with guns invading your home, breaking down every single door, and the purported reason for this is child pornography. Now, look, I get the idea that, oh, the police need to go in real fast, they need to go in hard, because drug dealers are going to flush the cocaine. Now, look, if you got a lot of cocaine, you ain't going to flush that cocaine real fast. Certainly if you got marijuana, that's not going to be an easy task. If you've got child pornography, I don't think the average user, I mean, maybe they're alleging these guys are making child porn. That seems even less likely. The average user, you know, do they have a red button they can hit real fast that's going to, you know, wipe their hard drive in an instant? Do they really need to go in with a SWAT team at 6 in the morning to serve a warrant for child pornography? Or could you just maybe, I don't know, camp out down the street and wait for the homeowner to come home for the day, and then maybe walk up and say, we've got this warrant here. Is this really necessary at 6 in the morning?
It would seem like you could, well, it would seem to me that you could knock on the door at that point and, somebody's usually going to come to the door. Look,
I'm just going to knock on the door. Why not go at, 5 in the afternoon when somebody's getting home from work or something like that?
I suppose that's a possibility.
Oh, let's continue with the video here. I just think it's so completely outrageous.
It was 50,000.
50,000.
It was 50,000 per year by 2005. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Keep going.
We'll learn more.
And next thing I know, the door flies open. Now, flashbang.
Flashbang!
This is where the flashbangs hit. I keep it covered with a carpet because the side of it actually starts to draw excitement and fear out of me.
I bet it
Terry
does.
Edwards and her longtime live-in boyfriend Donnie Douglas say the next 2 hours were pure hell. Both undressed, pulled from their beds at gunpoint, forced to the floor, and cuffed. This as agents trashed their home, breaking a vintage statue and smashing a glass shower door.
I'm sitting here, I'm stuffing it through my head. I'm going to find the strength to get up. I'm going to run out. I'm not going to die here in my house execution style, which is what I thought they were going to do.
Did they ever tell you why they were here?
No.
Eventually, they say the agents told them they were with Homeland Security and armed with a warrant for any computers and electronic media.
None of them had badges. None of them had ID. None of them had none of this. All they had was police across your shirt or ICE.
You can turn the TV on while I'm bringing the soda.
A month later, Edwards and Douglas say they're still traumatized.
We're still baffled. We're still wanting to know what's going on. We want answers.
We don't do anything wrong.
In Southwest Miami-Dade, John Turchin, Local 10 News.
We contacted the Department of Homeland Security hoping to find out what they found out and if this was actually the wrong house. The public information officer told us, quote, we cannot comment. This remains an open investigation.
There you go.
Hold on.
6 a.m. People kicking in doors, destroying the shower door for some reason. Let's smash this. What the hell? They're child pornographers. We'll just destroy the whole house. Now, maybe there's, you know, maybe there's some sort of device in the house that actually does have some nude pictures of kids involved in sex acts. Is this still necessary? This kind of behavior? Maybe it was just the husband or the boyfriend. Maybe she didn't have anything to do with it. If they end up putting him in handcuffs later on, because they're not arrested yet, if they end up putting him in handcuffs later on, does that make the raid okay? What they did to this poor lady? She's traumatized by this. Is this okay for those of you? Look, child pornography, bad. It's bad to force kids into, you know, sexual situations and take pictures of it. Video. I get that. But is this okay?
But we see what the results are over and over again, too. I mean, you know, look. A lot of these times, these are informants. How did they come to the conclusion that these people had child porn?
Well, the typical way that I've seen in the news stories about these arrests is usually they'll be online on some service and they'll trade pictures with an undercover officer, basically.
Fine. We should know that evidence, and they should be able to find that evidence. They should have, you know, that's evidence, right? That's an entirely different story. But what about an informant? You know, you want to get out of your drug, you know, your marijuana possession charge. You just say that the neighbor down the street has child porn.
I don't know how often that happens, but I suppose
I don't either. But these people weren't found with anything.
Not yet. Now, presumably, they confiscated devices, right? So they took, if there was a computer in the home, that was what the warrant was there for, was to take the computer. But do you need to go in at 6 a.m. for that? Is that really necessary? Who can defend the actions of the police in this case? Who can defend the actions of the police in the last case with a guy who's 27 now with a family, got a child sex offender thing on his rap sheet at age 12 for touching his sister? Who can defend what they're doing to that guy going after him, even though he hasn't actually harmed anybody since then?
I just want to know who
these people are.
I can't find how many SWAT raids there are in America. They're having a very difficult time counting that number up.
Yeah.
In excess of 50,000 a year is what it was. In 1980, it was 4,000 a year. Now we have 100 times that.
We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts at 855-453.
At least 50 times that?
855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Should the police just be able to destroy anyone's home because they suspect that something's going on? It's Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey Guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450 free.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can enter Amazon. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you and you get your shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live gets a cut when you do that. So it makes a big difference for us if you just take that extra moment to go to shop.freetalklive.com. In fact, you can save yourself that moment by clicking, when you just go once, to shop.freetalklive.com, then click your favorite Amazon. And as soon as you land at Amazon's site, bookmark that landing page, because that's got the special little code in it that identifies that you are coming from Free Talk Live. And then all you need to do in the future is go back to that bookmark. So again, check it out at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, of course, we've been talking about the insanity of sex offender regulations. That was what was the bulk of the first part of this hour. But now the story out of South Florida, and actually might have been the Miami area rather than Tampa. I know there's a Channel 10 in Tampa, but there might be one in Miami. Anyway, these folks were attacked at 6 in the morning by a full SWAT team. They brought the Bearcat in, it looks like. You can't really quite make it out in the video because it was 6 and it was pretty dark, but you can definitely see an armored
If your community
vehicle.
Had a Bearcat, wouldn't you bring it in?
Well, I wouldn't be doing things like this, Mark. If I were going to do something with a Bearcat, it would only be some sort of a hostage situation or something where you might need to have an armored vehicle. I don't really think that, I don't really think the average child porn user or even child porn creator is going to be armed up and going to want to go out in a gunfight with the police. I suppose it could happen, but you don't really hear about those stories very often. Usually when they bust somebody for child porn, it's like some priest or a cop or a city councilor or something like that, and it's usually done without much incident. They don't have to go to anybody's house at 6 in the morning. But maybe this is more common than we realize. Maybe this only really made the news because, as they pointed out in the news story, there's video.
Yes.
So there were cameras on the outside of the house.
Right.
You don't have video from the inside of the home, but on the outside of the, like, I don't know if it was an apartment or a townhouse or something like that, but somebody had installed cameras on that their house, and they've got footage of these thug cops going in and raiding these people's home at 6 in the morning.
They really don't like video like this coming out because it's very difficult for them to look good in these circumstances.
You know, if they're actually going after somebody who's a real threat to humanity, then I think they'll look good in a circumstance like
that. Do you think
that
it raises the defendants here, these people's chances mm-hmm. of having...
They haven't been charged yet.
Having charges leveled against them because they brought the video out? Because at this point, the police...
You mean they'll find some child pornography on their computer?
Well, okay, so I have spoken to one person who has been charged with child porn, actually two. And in this one person's circumstance, they claimed that, look, I had porn on my computer. The police claimed that some of that porn was of women below the age of 18. Since the drug charges that they had against me were true, I was stuck on, they kept on offering me a plea bargain, but they included these charges of child porn. Mm. Now, I didn't have any porn of anybody who, you know, any children. I had pictures of women, and the police claimed that some of those women were below
teenage
the age of
girls.
Eight. Right.
Teens, barely legal.
Barely legal. That nonsense.
Hustler.com, by the way, now taking Bitcoin.
So I think that this is, is that a plausible story? I don't know. I wasn't there. Is it a plausible story? It's plausible to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say I've read the regulations on this. I don't know if knowingly is a requirement of possession of child porn. I mean, in a lot of cases, in a lot of
Nothing's a requirement when a plea bargain's in the offing.
That's
Remember
true.
That far fewer than 1% of arrests result in a trial. So you don't know. We don't know.
Let's go to the phones here. Ladies first, Melissa's on the line in Colorado. Melissa, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Well, I was actually calling about the California split, and you had mentioned that last night that you would talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We actually didn't get into it last night. California, apparently there's going to be a ballot measure in 2016, which will allow the voters in California to approve a split into 6 parts.
Yeah, so my first thought about that was, like, why so many? It seems like a good idea, but why so many? And then right away I thought, hey, you know what? This guy is he's trying to get someone. He knows somebody to put in office. And, the process of formation of a state and laws. So if somebody wants a grip on the legal decisions,
well, there certainly are political motivations involved in something like this, right? I mean, if somebody wants political power, having 6 states, to have one of them that you can take over would be easier than
one gigantic state that is basically a country.
Yeah, so, like, my first impression, wow, that's a good idea. Why so many? And it seems like maybe it's like a, you know, maybe like a negotiation thing where they say, well, we'll offer more, but and then it'll end up being less.
Well, my first thought was when I read the article, I saw that what they're calling Central California, they've got lots of different names, but when they're calling Central California, will immediately become the poorest state in the union as soon as it's created.
Really?
And
yeah,
that the one next door to it, Silicon Valley is what they're calling that, will immediately become the wealthiest state in the union.
Oh, wow.
So this kind of bothers me, right? That now I'm not saying that poor people benefit from rich people ruling them or that rich people benefit from poor people ruling them. I'm not claiming that at all. But, you know, if it would seem like you could, the lines have been drawn here with the with precision. They know why they drew the lines and what they were intending to do. And the people in Silicon Valley want nothing to do with the people in Central California and vice versa. Or maybe not vice versa.
Melissa?
Yeah, hot topic. Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about?
I just thought it was like, it seems like right away, like, wow, that sounds like a good solution. But then right away, I just can't help thinking, like, this guy's got some foreign connections and somebody over there is going to sell us out, you know, to something.
Thanks for the call tonight, Melissa. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
China wanted to buy a state. There's states in the offing. I don't know why in particular they'd want to go for a state that was just created out of the former California.
I don't know if she was suggesting China.
She said the word China.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, I've got the story here. San Francisco, Reuters reporting a long shot effort to break California into six separate states got a boost on Monday when the billionaire venture capitalist behind the proposal said he'd gathered enough signatures to place it on the ballot in 2 years. Timothy Draper, founder of a Silicon Valley-based venture capital firm that has invested in Twitter, Skype, and Tesla, among other companies, has been agitating for months for a ballot initiative to chop the most populous U.S. state into smaller entities. He said, spokesman for the campaign, said, it is important because it will help us create a more responsive, more innovative, and more local government. And that ultimately will end up being better for all Californians. The idea is to create six states with responsive local governments, states that are more representative and accountable to their constituents. And I totally agree.
So do you think that the poorest state should be the poorest state and the richest state should be the richest state?
I don't know. What are you suggesting otherwise? That they all be one state?
No, I'm suggesting that, look, don't you think that doesn't look good, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, hey, I'm going to draw up a map here, and I'm going to give these people the Jefferson place that they've been looking for, and I'm going to cut up a few of these other places here, and then I'm going to take all these stinking leeches that are alongside the other end of this mountain range that bug the crap out of me, and I'm going to get them out of my hair. You know, like, these...
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, if people don't want to be associated with other people, that's their choice, right?
Well, I don't know if people want to be associated with other people.
Well, that's what you're suggesting here, is that the individual who came up with this plot...
Why does he get to put up the plot? That's what my question is.
Because he's a billionaire who's funding the ballot measure.
Well, that's the problem. Money gives power, right? And, like, so he gets to decide where the lines are drawn. You know as well as I do that when it comes to political maps, where the line is drawn is an extraordinarily important thing. Where we come from in Sarasota, they draw these long, weird lines around areas in order to properly represent people, which in fact does the opposite.
Well, I mean, that's what's new. This is political gerrymandering. I mean, this is what happens. This
I
is
think
how
the value
goes.
In this is that once it happens in California, and I can frankly care less what happens in California. It's not that important to me. But when this happens in California, it shows other states and other people in other states that you can do this too.
Right, like New York. Upstate New York would love to cut out New York City. They would love that, from what I understand. Many of the people out there, at least.
Certainly some of them would, and some of them wouldn't. I mean, there's a lot of money that comes out of New York City.
And by the way, I don't expect that this guy, Timothy Draper, the venture capital guy, I don't think that just because he's proposed the six will mean that will be what it ends up being.
Isn't it on a ballot measure?
Yeah, but it has to be run through the... It has to be run through the state legislature. So I would expect that at that point it'll be open to even more gerrymandering and manipulation. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything here. Hour 3's next.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn. And you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store. I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.